we are here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, as we take a short pause here to talk with our AAA editor, Beth McDonald, to find out what's going on, the sun, moon, and the stars, asteroids, comets, meteors, and all those other things flying around out there, and how they are impacting us here down on planet Earth, terra firma, et cetera, et cetera. And that's something that I find interesting is the impact that the celestial bodies have on our physical bodies. And I think the best example, Beth, is the moon. I believe either we're headed towards here on the first, I can't believe I'm going to say this, the first of October?
Yeah.
A new moon. Either we've hit it or we're just about to.
We just had it.
Just had it.
It was on the 27th, which was Tuesday.
Right.
And it was in Libra. Where everything else is. There's so much stuff in Libra right now. The Sun, Mercury, Saturn, and Venus. And so that has definitely impacted a lot of people and a lot of things.
In what ways? Tell us about how it's...
Libra is about the quest for balance and fairness. And so when there's so much energy in Libra, we become acutely aware of what is out of balance, and then, you know, setting it right becomes kind of mission critical. There's more of a sense of urgency. We have less tolerance for the things that aren't working or the things that aren't fair or that sort of a thing. And it coincides so nicely with the days of awe, which are the highest holidays in the Jewish religion. Began with Rosh Hashanah, which was the Jewish New Year, and then, which was, depending on which calendar you use, between the 28th or the 30th, and then Saturday, a week from now, is Yom Kippur, which is technically the holiest of the holidays, which is so much about setting things right. It's that same tone. You know, it's a time of introspection, individual reflection. You're really asked to look at yourself very objectively and ask forgiveness of those you have harmed, make amends for wrongdoings, and recommitting to, you know, higher and better ideals in the coming year.
Now, which any time of year is a good time to do that.
Anytime.
But this is a time when the energies, if you will, are sort of in alignment to assist us in doing that.
Exactly. My favorite analogies are, you know, it's like putting the high octane gas in your car, where you'll get more mileage out of the more MPGs.
Right.
Or sailing with the wind at your back, where it's just you're not fighting anything. Everything is working with you.
That high-octane gas might be a little more expensive. However,
right now it's worth it.
But it's worth it.
Well, and it's an investment, you know. Pay a little more now, pay a little less later.
Exactly, exactly. Now, in terms of, it seems like balance and fairness have been an issue for, you know, several weeks as we've been talking here.
Right, there's been so much energy in Libra, and this has been a really fascinating year. You know, since, you know, we've been working so closely together, there has been we've spoken a lot about this cluster of planets, and they tend to just roll from one sign to the other. I don't remember a year like this. I've been doing this for a long time, and I don't remember a year like this where there was so much energy clustered together. And so, say, for example, when it was in Pisces, we were really focused on all the Piscean traits and opportunities. And then when it moved into Aries, we all went there. And it's broken up a little bit and reformed, and it just reformed in the last week or two in the sign of Libra.
So let me ask you, Beth, what are some of the things that we might want to do in this time of balance and fairness and so forth? What's one of the techniques that you know of to where we can look at ourselves more objectively instead of subjectively, which is where the criticisms come from?
Oh, my gosh. You know, the most obvious one is just look for recurring patterns. You know, if you keep finding yourself in the same uncomfortable situations, then your universe is trying to talk to you, and then try and dissect those and see what led to that. What's the timeline? How did you get there? That's the most obvious one, and you see that a lot in metaphysics. One of the best things, I think, spiritually, are the fourth and the fifth steps from the 12-step programs, where you see, they have a very specific method. You make these columns on a piece of paper, and you write down, you know, your part in every conflict or problem. Like, the premise is that all conflict is co-created. We all own a percentage.
No, it's not my response. Not my fault. It's theirs.
Yeah. How can I play the blame game if I do that?
That's right.
That just doesn't work. But then you systematically, you know, dissect that and then go to the other person or entity or whatever and ask what needs to happen to have this be made right.
Okay.
Well, and there's a lot of things.
Yeah. I will share with you real quickly before we wrap up that I had an experience this week where we had a situation where one of us was going to be called out of town for an extended period of time, which we can neither afford nor logistically do. But that if we didn't, that there were repercussions both financially and logistically. In other words, penalties and imprisonment.
Right.
Well, I started to become consumed over this thing, thinking, how do we get out of this? How do we get out of this? And I thought, okay, wait a minute, stop, back up. The more you put those energies into that,
right,
the more high profile it becomes to the universe,
right,
and the more likely what you're panning out here. And I'm not necessarily speaking self-fulfilling prophecy here, but the more energy that I put into it, the more likely it is to come to pass. So I would find ways of distracting myself. And we got the call the other day. Nope, don't worry about it. You're clear.
Awesome. Yeah.
But those can be frightening and frustrating at the same time because it's like your life is not in your control in that context. Some would say it's never in your control, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and what you're absolutely right. What you focus on becomes bigger.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so just make sure you're focusing on good things.
So focus on BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. And call 963-0842 for further information. Set up an appointment. Talk to Beth and see how she can assist you, how the two of you can work together to co-create something that really works for your life. Beth, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
And we will talk to you next week.
Yep.
And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Tell Me Your Story.